I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, after years of funny white men dominating late-night television, a handful of new programs are featuring comics of color who hope to bring a different set of laughs to late night. We'll hear more about that in a moment. But first, we were just talking about the status of gay rights in Africa earlier in the program. We thought it would be timely to check in on that ongoing civil rights debate in this country, especially because the fight for same-sex marriage took a blow earlier this week. Voters in Maine overturned legislation that would have allowed individuals of the same sex to marry. Interestingly, voters on the other side of the country in Washington state narrowly approved a measure that extends some marriage-like benefits to same-sex couples, but not the right to marry. So we decided to call Lee Swislow, the executive director of the Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, for a conversation over where the battle over same-sex marriage is headed. She's with us now. Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm happy to be here.
Are you very disappointed about Maine?
Oh, heartbroken, completely heartbroken. I know so many couples in Maine who were really hoping that they could get married, you know, in their backyards, in their houses, in their churches, and it was very hard to have that taken away from them on Tuesday night.
How do you read Tuesday's election results? On the one hand, as we said, in Maine, it seemed like a pretty strong rejection of same-sex marriage by referendum. It's 53-47% was the vote in the exit polls. And it has to be said that every time the issue has come before voters, 31 times, it's failed. In the states that have approved same-sex marriage, it's generally because of court rulings or bills approved by the state legislator. What do you make of that?
Well, I think it says to us something that we know to be true, that many, many people have a deep discomfort with homosexuality. And I think for some people, that's explicit, and they're very clear about that. And I think for others, they've come a long way. You know, they've really worked to accept gay, lesbian people in their communities. And yet, fundamentally, there are places where it's still very hard for them. And I think in those states, Massachusetts certainly being one of them, in which courts or the legislature have said that equality means marriage equality for all, people have learned to accept same-sex couples getting married. Some have learned to embrace same-sex couples getting married. But I think what Maine shows us, as all those other votes, is that it's very hard for people to proactively affirm that they just haven't gotten to that place yet. So it's going to take us a little more time.
Well, what do you think the Washington state vote shows, where people are willing to extend substantially similar rights and benefits to gay and lesbian couples, as are the norm for traditionally married heterosexual couples, but they are not willing to call it marriage? So what do you think that means? And in fact, if you look at public opinion surveys, if you say, well, do you think that same gender loving individuals should be discriminated against? No. Do you think that, you know what I mean? So what do you think that means?
Well, I think it's a combination of, essentially, people, I think, want to be fair. They want people treated well. They want to do the right thing. And so, you know, civil unions or domestic partnerships, they've moved to that place. Clearly, there's something about marriage, though, that is very deep for people. I don't think, though, we would ever be at a place where the majority of people in this country, where, as we saw in Washington, the majority of the electorate voted in favor of these comprehensive benefits. We would never be here if there weren't places like Massachusetts, Vermont, Iowa, where same-sex couples were getting married, because I think marriage in some places raises the bar for everyone throughout the country.
Where do you go from here, Lee, as a final question? Where do you go from here? There's been a debate, as I understand it, within the civil rights community about the appropriate strategy. Should it be, you know, activism? Should it be going state by state and approaching legislatures? Or should it be grassroots activism? I mean, and there are some who think that part of the issue in Maine is that people did not appreciate all these, you know, outsiders, as it were, you know, the kind of the outside money, the outside expertise, you know, working on the campaign. They kind of interpreted that, reacted negatively to that. On the other hand, so what do you think strategically? What does this say? Where do you go from here?
Well, one is, I think all kinds of activism is good. I think grassroots activism is good. I think state-by-state work is good. But what we know fundamentally and ultimately moves people is one-on-one conversations with gay and lesbian folks. And so it just says to us, in addition to whatever other kind of activism we're doing, if we really want to move people, We have to be out. We have to have hard conversations with our friends, our family members, our neighbors, because it's that long-term one-on-one work in which people really come to understand who we are and what our lives are about that ultimately will move people to embracing full equality.
Lee Swislow is the Executive Director of Gay and Lesbian Advocates and Defenders, or GLAAD. She joined us by phone from Boston. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.